This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Milk production is slowing down across the country. Here on our Milky Monday, we're joined by Lee Milky with special guest Lucas Fies, who is Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Lee?
Lucas, U.S. milk production in February was just barely above February 2018, according to last week's report. Do you see output falling below a year ago anytime soon?
It was certainly interesting to see that lower February number impacted by weather, which we didn't see those impacts in January. But looking ahead to this spring, even though the cow herd remains well below prior year levels, we saw some gain from December, and as long as milk per cow continues to see strong gains versus prior year like we've seen for the past several months, it's difficult to say, but it looks like milk production will eke out gains throughout the spring, even if it's not at the strong levels that we're used to from 2018.
How long ago was it that output was below the previous year? Do you remember?
I think the last time we dropped below prior year was way back in January 2016. So it's been more than 3 years now since we dropped lower. But overall, milk per cow continues to carry these gains. Farmers are implementing technology, genetic improvements, good breeding, good nutrition, and anything they can to continue to squeeze milk out of their animals, even if margins remain tight and profitability remains elusive for some.
Well, the bottom line is the bottom line, Lucas. What's on your radar there as far as milk prices ahead?
We saw some good cheese prices over the past month or so. Hopefully those can hold through the spring flush. We think that butter remains fairly range-bound in the upper 220s. Good demand here through Easter. The wild card will be non-fat dry milk, which we are fairly bullish on after the spring flush for stronger prices through the end of the year, carrying milk prices overall.
And of course, a lot depends on what happens on the trade front and those tariffs, correct?
That's true. We continue to see tariffs blunt the export market, both product moving south to Mexico and then overseas to China especially. We do continue to hope for some sort of tariff resolution or steel and aluminum tariff resolution for Mexico specifically. That would certainly help to boost our exports and impact prices in a positive way.
Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
At the recently completed PDPW Business Conference, Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus in the Ag and Applied Economics Department at Virginia Tech and also President of AgriVisions LLC, talking about the importance of keeping a great relationship with Asian countries, including China.
Definitely the United States needs an Asian strategy, and you're seeing other countries such as Canada or Brazil or Argentina and even Europe looking to Asia, because it's not only the fluid milk product, but it's also the manufactured milk product. And you think about it, in those emerging nations in Asia, we have about every 5 to 7 years the size of the United States population moving into the middle class. And of course, when you move in the middle class, Of course, you consume a different set of product, which dairy is in that product. And so, you know, where the dairy industry is kind of in a struggling time right now and has been the past 3 or 4 years, that's a ray of hope out there into the future.
Dr. David Cole from Virginia Tech, also president of AgriVisions LLC. Tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, we'll check in with the Silage Man and talk silage safety with Keith Bolson. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.